different course of Taurus and Durim is the Gemara in the Durim. The Gemara says that one of the Meroyim every year, at the beginning of the year, the Gemara says he would get up and he make a declaration that in the Durim he's going to be Noider, become Aboa, that they're not valid. He make do Maseiros Midah, which is the second half of our Taurus and Durim. And the first, and he would make a Torah on the Durim, which he did beforehand. The reason behind that, if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Hilchos Adorim, Yeridea Simon Reish Gimel, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is very strong, it's based on its Gemaras. First sif is Al Tehi Rogel ben the Dorim. A person should not accustom himself to make the Dorim. A person who makes a Neder, even though he fulfills the Neder, he's called a Rosh and he's called a Chayte. A person did make a neder, he didn't fulfill it right away. So his ledger in Shemayim is opened up, and they go, the redactic very much, the Lashon of the Tshach is the redactic, the Maisov, and they look through the ledger very, very diligently. A person who makes a neder as if he built a bama in his beach, b'shas isra habamis, when it is one was also to build a bama, that's for making the neder. And a person then fulfills the neder, kila hikri b'lev korban. So that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is not very happy about the idea of making the dorm and fulfilling the dorm. Toiv Yosef, you want to do something? He made the neder, what should he do? She is Sharla Nidra, he should have been Matar Neder. But Vahani Mili Bisharadorim, Vahanidra Hektish, by Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah Kaimon, and the person should only be Matar Neder, which is Hektish Midoichik. But the only case where it's proper to make a Neder is a person who person Misha Nodar Nadorim, Kadeh Lachainin Mai Deoisub, Lasakin Mai Sub, raise the Mazoriz and Meshubach. So if you make a neder for the purpose of strengthening your shmiras mitzvahs, etc., it's a sus. It's good for you. If you do it for other purposes, it's a mamash aneveira. So that's where the Mor came along and said, because of that concern, how we look in the dorim, therefore we're concerned about fulfilling the neder. The best thing was to be matzah the neder. So it's a davar chomer, and that's why we're matzah neder. Now, the Hatar Shadon, which we do every Rosh Hashanah, it seems to be very difficult to understand exactly what we're doing, because we say that we sit down. First of all, the language that you say it is a language you have to know what you're saying. So you finally, either you're familiar with the language, that's good, or if not, you should either familiarize yourself with the language by looking at the English, or say it in English. So you're saying it over this, whatever language you understand, you're saying, listen, you know, really the halacha is, to be matzah neder, you have to say what the neder is. But I don't know what it is, I'm not saying it. Okay, so what are you doing? You just told me that to be matzah neder, you have to say what it is. See, then you say, well, I don't know what it is, so I'm just doing this anyway. So it's a game. So what exactly are we doing every Shabbat? What's this all about that we're doing every Shabbat? So like this, there's a Gemara, it's a Gemara in the Dorm. The Gemara says the concept called Hanhagas Dovertoiv. Hanhagas Dovertoiv is either a person did something three times, a Dovertoiv, three times, with no intent to stop it. He didn't stop, he wasn't thinking about it. So three times he came in the morning, he said, you know what, it's a very nice thing to fill up the cup for the next of water for the next person. I washed, I filled for the next guy. So he did it three times. He didn't say B'nai Neder. He's now Mechuyev Mir Rabbanan for the rest of his life to fill up the cup of water for the next person. It's a Dover Toiv. It's a Chesed. It's a Maisa Chesed. Dover Toiv. Dover Toiv three times. You're Mechuyev to continue it the rest of your life. Or he did it one time with intent to continue. He didn't make a Neder. He said, you know, it's a nice thing. I'm going to do this. I'll keep doing it. He didn't speak up B'nai Neder. He intended to continue it. The Gemara says it's Mir Rabbanan. It has the status of a Neder. Right? Now you can imagine that's quite a dangerous thing, because now you have a meter bun and a din of a netter. The rest of you, if one time you forget to fill up the cup of water, you were ever in a mayor. That's pretty chumra, because I think most of us, even though we're very nice and we fill the water for the next guy, we don't always do it. Right? So that's an example of, so Shlomo Zalman says, this is what Chazal were worried about. These type of things. A. B, we make a Maseiros Midah every year. The Maseiros Midah of the Mor says you can make an announcement that I don't mean to make these things as Nadorim. So I made it last year. After I made it, Taurus Nadorim, I sat down. I said, Rabbi, said, listen, here's the Chazal. I don't really mean this. Okay, great. From now on, whenever I do it, I don't really mean it. So why am I making it Mimatan Neder the next year when I do it again? I already said last year, I'm not doing this. So the problem is the Gemara says this idea of Maseiros Midah, the Mor is a Machloikis, how Maseiros Midah works. The Mor says it works. The Machloikis, whether it works only A, that you, when you start doing the Dover Toiv later in the year, you have in mind, I made a Midah. So I don't need to, so therefore automatically it's not a netter. That's one shita. So you have to have in mind when you start doing the Dover Tov that you made the Mesiris Mador. The second shita says it only works if you don't remember you made the Mesiris Mador. If you think about the Mesiris Mador, it doesn't work. So that's great. So one shita holds, it only works if you remember. One shita says it only works if you don't remember. So mainly we don't rely on Mesiris Mador. But that being said, there is a machlokes we shine over how we understand that it works. So we're dealing with A, Derabanan, and B, something which possibly the Mesiris Mador was sufficient to remove it. That, even so, since it's netter is very chomer, we want to be matter. That's why we're being matter. But any person who has awareness of a specific action that they did, which they want to be matter, a person needs to explain what it is. If a person made a true bona fide netter, and the Mor says, and this is at the Raisa level, the Mor says, a person says twice, I'm planning to do something. The Mor says, a person says, will you take care of this for me? Yes, I'll take care of it for you. Yes, I'll take care of it for you. You say it twice, that's the din of a netter. That's the din of a shvua. The Raisa. So there are cases where we're not even aware of the fact that we're making the door and shuas. We're not even aware of the fact that we're making them. And the more, it's very chomer, the kisurim over here we're dealing with. So you want to be matzah these nedarim. If the person's aware of them, you must be mefarat what it is. And we're relying on this in a case where it we have these kulas, etc. Now, that being said, let's move to the next step. So the bezin, which is required, it's a bezin. It requires a bezin. There are certain kulas in the bezin of the Tarsa Dorm, and this implies even by netter deraisa, by true bona fide netter. It can be kriven. It can be the members of the bezin can be related to each other. They can be related to the person who made the netter. That's number one. So there's heter of kriven. You could do a belila. A bezin normally does not sit belila. You could do the Tarsa Dorm belila. On Shabbos, Bezin does not sit on Shabbos. A netter which is relevant to Shabbos, you can be matan netter on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, what is required is that the members of the Bezin have to be gedolim, have to be adults, have to be, you know, b'nei mitzvah, which means over the age of 13. Now, there's a Gemara. So more in Nida, Sefthas Nida, the more it says that, you know, the Minarais has become a gadol. It's not enough to have shanim, not to have years. You must have simonim also. And the person has to start developing physically in a way which is considered that he's maturing physically. Now, how do we know that? The more says there's a chazaka, there's a halachic assumption. If a person reaches the age of maturity, we assume that he's physically mature. The Gemara says we rely on this chazaka for the rabbanans, not for the raises. So that's very relevant for our child over here. Say if we're being matter only in the dorm, the rabbanon, I can rely on the boy's 13 years old. He's a spatama, he's a godel. If I'm dealing with a netter deraisa, I cannot rely on that. Okay, so we just pointed out, sometimes we're dealing with a netter derabbanon, sometimes we're dealing with a netter deraisa. Dealing with a netter deraisa, so how do you know a person is considered a godel? At what time, at age, can you assume for sure? A person reaches the point where he's growing a beard, he's shaving, then we assume he's a body a godel. He has shonim, and he has simonim, and that's sufficient for our purposes. So, for everybody in this room, Baruch Hashem, that's not an issue, but you guys over in the other room, you know, right? The high school kids, you have a problem. The middle school kids, you have a problem. At what age is it? And now, that being said, at how old is a child to make a netter? You don't need simonim to make a netter. The Mor says that Nedarim is unique, that the age for Nedarim is at the age of 12 years old, not even 13. If a boy or a girl, a girl at the age of 11 and the boy at the age of 12 makes a netter and knows that they're making a netter, they understand the concept of making a netter, it's called deraisa. So they're nedarim or they're nedarim whether they have simonim or not. Big matirim, you need a bezin of gedolim if you're talking about a netter deraisa. So it's a very, you know, it's an issue which is very relevant that, you know, if anybody mentions to you, etc. Okay. Shulchan Aruch says that for a bezin to be matur, for a person to be a member of the bezin to be matur the netter, he has to understand the difference between a pesach and a charata. We're matur in the dorm with two ways. What's the idea behind the Torah's dorm? The Ran says in Masechta Shuas in the third parak that the pasuk says the choshen yivatei ha'adam bishvua. So Chazal darshan ha'adam bishvua that you need the whole person in the shvua. You need the whole person in the shul. That means like this. So there's a heter called a pesach. A pesach means a person makes a netter, a person makes a shul, and it's relevant and it's applicable to five different scenarios. And he thought about three of the scenarios. He said, yeah, I'm willing to make the netter even though it's going to apply to those three scenarios. And he didn't think about the other two. Then he realizes afterwards, whoa, this netter has applications to areas which I didn't think about. So it comes out, it was lacking in ha'adam b'shua. The whole person wasn't totally put into this netter or the shua, because you didn't think about all the possibilities, and the definition of an adam is the thought process. And you didn't think about the thought process of exactly what you're doing. So you didn't really make the shua. That's the lamas behind the Pesach. There's something intrinsically wrong with the netter of the chatkila. It wasn't done properly because it applies to scenarios which you didn't think about. And had you thought about them, you would not have said it. So it means that you didn't really make the netter totally. That's the heter of being matar al yedei Pesach. Charata is the second way you're matar a netter. It's the al yedei charata. Charata means, no, there's nothing wrong with the netter when I made it. It was totally 100% correct. I thought about all the scenarios and I committed myself. Later on, I said, you know what? I totally regret the fact that I made the netter. Charata meikar. But it only happened later. It's not something which is intrinsically wrong with the netter. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether you can be matar with charata. Could be charata is not sufficient to be matar a netter. A pesach because there's something intrinsically wrong with the netter. Charata is not. The guy wakes up 6 months later and says, whoa, I don't like it anymore. And not only that, I really miscarried, I never did it. Okay. But you can be matzah with that. So the Zaman Darman Gemara holds, ain't point. You cannot be matzah with the charot. We pass in that you could. Actually, the Ramah says that what we do is we try and make the charot into a Pesach. And we say, well, one of the scenarios which you have to think about when you make a netter is the possibility of charot in the future. I have to think about, and it might apply to when I visit my mother-in-law, and I visit my father-in-law, and I visit my aunt, and also I'm in a gay. I make an editor. From now on, I'm not going to be Mekel or Moshe's Kula on the Chol of Akum, right? But I didn't think about the fact that, you know, I'm going with my aunt, who is very antagonistic, and I'm spending the summer with her in the summer in Mexico, and there's no Chol Bishol available. So I didn't think about the possibility. So, and I know it's happening, right? So that's something wrong with my netter. Well, but there's another thing which is also possibly you didn't think about. You didn't think about the fact that people have charata. The guy wakes up one day, he stares at this chocolate bar and he says, chocolate bar, right? And he has charata, right? It's Elul, he's very, you know, tzitzit, you know, etc. Like, you know, it's already utter time and he's worn out. He says, you know, I can't take it anymore. There's nothing wrong with the netter, but he had charata. But that's natural, that happens sometimes. You didn't think about that either. So we make a Pesach out of the charata. Had you realized when you made the netter that eventually you'd be miscarried, would you have made the netter? No. Oh, so that's a Pesach on the charata. We make a Pesach out of the charata. Again, the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. Pesach, there's something intrinsically wrong with the netter. And Charata is just Charata later on, Meikar. Now, when we make a Charata over here, we point out, obviously, I don't have a Charata that I did a number time. I'm very happy I did. I was Makban on Kol of Israel for 6 months. I'm upset about the fact that I made a netter out of it. Right? So you have to be careful. We speak out that that's what we're going to do. One point in Pesach, there's something in Pesach and Menorah, the Gemara says, you can't say there's a Pesach or something which is extraordinary, which would not be expected to happen. That's not a concern in the netter. You know, something really weird happened all of a sudden in the future. I never thought about it. Well, you're not going to think about it. That's not something you're supposed to expect. They don't talk about things that you're supposed to expect. The Maseiros Madoh, so again, we don't rely on the Sirius Mador Halacha L'Maisa, but again, we want to accomplish it because the Machlok is how it works. But as much as we can do to remove the Isser of Nador, and we do that. Women are also have this issue. Women also chayv in Hatoras Nadorim. Now, for many people, women do not get to a Bezdin. So Kol Nidre functions as a form of Hatoras Nadorim. And that's what we say, but Kol Nidre, we talk about the any neder, shua, harama, etc., which he did the previous year, and we're going to do in the future. So we combine in our nusach here in the yeshiva the charata for the previous year and the kabbalah, the moisir sador for the coming year. Can you make shlichus for Hatar Sadorim? The Mora says you may not make shlichus for Hatar Sadorim. Shlichus does not work for Hatar Sadorim. So a daughter cannot make her father a shliach. One friend says, I can't sleep in Erev Hashanah, I need to sleep in. I can't sleep in. One exception, the Mora says that a husband for a wife, shlichus works. However, the Mora makes a Tanai. So more in the Dorm of the Chesam Beis, the Mora says over there that the husband for a wife, shlichus only works if the Bezit is already sitting. You know, there was a wife can't make a husband a shliach, and then the husband should go and gather. This is where the round is in Gemara. Husband should go and gather a group of people to be matar her netter. You can't convene the bezin for the purpose of being matar his wife's netter. Why? Because they're afraid the husband you know, it's a tircha to get the bezin together. He got the bezin together ready. He wants his wife to get mutter. He's going to sort of like play it up for the bezin a little more than what she said, so we don't trust the husband. If it's already kamined, okay, so we'll trust him. But a case where he has to go through the tircha of being kamined in the bezin, he can't. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you have a bezin sitting anyway. So in that situation, the bezin sitting anyway, so the husband can be a shliach for the wife. The wife has to appoint him to be a shliach. That's not enough. You can't assume. Now, my wife once at a time asked me, can she make a standing shlichus now for the rest of her life, whatever, you know, it's the gaya. I think that works. So she can make a one-time commitment from now on, whenever you're matur neder, ever shoshana, you're my sheikh to do that. I think that works. That's what we did. I still have her say it again anyway, just in case. But make sure that it works. That shlichus would work. And then the husband representing the wife would either say it in Lashon Rabbim, which is, if you can say Lashon Rabbim in Aramaic, you should be blessed, right? And or not, just say at the end, after you say the whole thing in Lashon Yach, you say, and this, whatever he said before applies to my wife also, and the Bezin, which will be matter, will say in Lashon Rabbim, instead of a Kol Mutarim L'cha, say L'chem, to the plural, Lashon plural. But any other situation of Shlichus does not work, so don't sleep in Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? Relying on someone else being your Shliach, the same way you can't make a Shliach for Tefillin. Right, sleep in, and you know, you'll put on tefillin for me, right? Or kriyishma, you know, I'll sleep in, and you'll say kriyishma for me, you know. Like before, so listen, it's a long day. You wake up tomorrow morning and say kriyishma for me as shlichus. You can't do that. So you can't make a shliach for the Torah Sedorim either. Okay, there is a minig here in the yeshiva to be matur haramim. I maybe we'll talk about that a little more. It's already late. We'll talk a little more tomorrow.